Good evening, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and we had so much fun last week that this evening we're going to take calls again. We can do past lives, we can do readings, so the mic is open to whoever wants to call, and we'll see what we can do about answering questions on health or any other issues that you might have coming up. Otherwise, I'll just talk. I had a little eye surgery this past week for cataract, and I was sitting here in front of the computer, and I suddenly realized, you know, I may have problems with my political affiliation because my vision seems to have a leftist leaning right at this point. I'm hoping that'll straighten up, but I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny. But things are coming along well, and it's just amazing what they can do with surgery these days. It's done with sound. As we did with light with laser, this is using sound waves. So it's absolutely fascinating, and I just love it because you don't have to have stitches. And, of course, there's less chance of any kind of infection, and the healing time is speeded up. So other than that, things are going very, very well, and I'm hoping that my listeners are going to call in and ask for some readings tonight so we can play and have fun like we did last week. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot of energy out there. And my feeling is a lot of us should look into tending to how we interact with others when we're out in the real world. I know that it's been a while since I've been in non-medical, and I really think I need to take a stock of myself and catch up so that I don't find myself gossiping and listening to too many negative inputs from people who are around me. That's really hard to do, I think, because there's such a tendency to you know, get in with others and be like others. And as I said, it's been so long since I've been in this real world, as I call it, that I find my own responses to the work situation to be really interesting. And I'm going to have to put some effort into maintaining the standards that I'd like to maintain. But if you have any input, thoughts on that, I'd like to hear those too, because it's such a wonderful world we live in. And sometimes when we're not caught up in it, we have a tendency to judge others and not realize that we ourselves have a situation that we really need to look into and to cull from ourselves our own particular fancies and foibles, as I would call them. So anyone who wants to jump in this evening, please feel free to do so. We're live on the air, and I am looking forward to talking to any or all of you. And part of what I was going to do today is go over some of the situations that we have, that everybody is psychic to a degree, to one degree or another. Yes, good evening. You're on Higher Dimensions. May I help you? Hello? No, I guess not. At any rate, what I have found is that when I did a psychic group this past weekend, I did a shower for a nice group of young ladies, all who had gone to college together. And when they walked in, they were kind of excited, not knowing what to expect. So when I told them everybody was psychic, they kind of didn't believe me, I guess. And so I said, well, you don't know anything about me. Why don't you take a wild guess? Just, you know, let your imaginations run riot and grab words out of your mind. And so, not thinking that they could do it, they started throwing words, and every word had a meaning. And then they tried to say, well, you've done so many things in your past. Well, yeah, I have. But of all the words one could use, they chose doing collections and business, which I have done, not collections per se, but doing accounts because I had a business. Somebody else brought up music and singing, and I've done that, and I enjoyed that. And they brought up legal work, and I am a certified paralegal. I graduated from GW. So, yes, good evening. Welcome to Higher Dimensions.
Hi, Phyllis. This is Julia. How are you this evening?
Hi. How are you, Julia?
Well, I think I'm leveling out a little bit now.
You what?
I I said, I think I am leveling out emotionally.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, I got your email, and I hope I responded quickly enough.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yes, definitely.
Okay, what may I help you with tonight, Dayheart?
Well, I heard you call for reading, so I hadn't spoken with you in a while, and I just thought I would call in and see.
Okay, what
really
is it you are really seeking guidance about?
You know, I don't actually have a specific, just...
Could you speak up a little bit? This sound system I have is kind of hard on me.
Okay, I didn't have a specific question. I didn't know if you wanted to go on anything that you picked up on, or...
Okay. Let me tune in to you now, dear. Things haven't quite settled out the way you'd like them to. That's what I'm picking up. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, and it's taking a lot longer than had been anticipated. Even when you've talked to other people, including me and some of my associates, things have not worked out quite the way you wanted in the time frame. Am I correct?
Yeah, you could say that.
Pardon?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there is a tremendous amount of energy going on. I know you've heard that. You're sick of energy. It's either do something or get off the pot. There is inside of you, I'm feeling, okay, part of the reason is, and this is so difficult for us, the part of you there is that is wavering inside of you, not sure exactly what direction you want to go. You think you do, and then you begin having doubts and wavering. You want something to occur. You want to find a particular situation, a perfect situation, and then when you start having doubts that it's going to come through. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's those doubts that are causing the wavering. It's sort of like a give and take away, a push me, pull me.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, okay, I'm going to let the universe work through me, and I'm going to do whatever it says, and the next thing you know, you're worrying about it, and it sort of gets snatched back.
Yes.
So you're having a real push-pull situation here, which is kind of driving you crazy and is frustrating you and making you doubt all sorts of things about yourself and your capabilities and talents. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's easy to tell you what's wrong. It's hard to say how to fix it.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to say is, darling, I want you to begin believing in yourself. Begin believing in your dream. Begin to put faith that you are going to be on the right path, that you don't have to worry about it, okay? That you don't have to put it out there and then snatch it back because you didn't see something happening in your time span, in your planning, okay? Because it is in the works and it is going to happen. I couldn't tell you this quite as clearly as I am if I were not also a guilty party of this particular type of mayhem in my own life. I think that's prevalent among many people who are talented and have a lot of gifts to give. And so I've put things out there and then I doubt. One of the hardest things to do when we've gone through life is to be able to trust ourselves and in our personal star, if you will. That's one of the hardest things. We've been so negated in our lives, we've been so switched around, that sometimes we're not sure up is up and down is down.
Yes.
And we tend to lose direction because things don't work in our time. They have a tendency to work in spirit's time or God's time.
Yes.
And, you know, every once in a while I say, hello up there, we do have a time limit here.
Yeah.
You know, time, you know, that thing you guys don't have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but my feeling is, darling, I want you to specifically listen in next week to lovely Jackie Aldana, okay? She's got the 15-minute miracle. Really, really good, very uplifting, very positive. And also, you know, I've mentioned to people before about doing these breathing exercises and doing the positive approach every morning before you get out of bed. Tell yourself that this is the day, okay? And every night you tell yourself that this is, tomorrow's the morning that it's going to break for you, all right? And hold that thought. Know that it is going to happen, because as the moment you feel a doubt stick up its little ugly head, stomp on it. Okay?
Okay.
Even if you don't believe it, even if you have to stand in front of the mirror and say, I'm telling you, you know, believe it. Tell yourself to your face what you want to have happen, the joy of it, the sense of mission and accomplishment that you want to have is going to come through. Just don't doubt. And that, again, as I said, is one of the harder things we have to do. When we're not on this earth plane, doubting isn't the question, because we know. There's something about this earth plane that causes all sorts of catfits and conniptions, as my mother would say.
Yep.
So know that it is going to happen. It's delayed because we have a tendency to delay it for ourselves, because we put it out there, snatch it back, put it out, snatch it back. And it isn't until we truly, truly surrender, we truly throw in the towel and say, that's it, I'm out of here. Game's over, my marbles I'm picking up, I'm going home now. Okay? That it happens. Okay? Because it's sort of like, are you sure? Are you really sure? Are you really, really, really sure?
Yeah.
Also know that this is what it is going to be for your best good. The other thing, too, is there's also timing that's involved. Right timing is exceedingly important. You could have all the things that you want, but they're not at the same time. And the universe is a coordinated place. It's logical. It's logistical. And make sure that there's right timing, because you could have everything you want, but if the time is not right, the people to support you, the situation to bring it forth is not in place, then you're all dressed up and no place to go.
Yeah.
And that can be even worse, all right? So just know to be prepared, because what you are hoping to come through is going to come through. My feeling it is going to come through. I don't believe it's that far away. I think it's closer than both of us are realizing right now.
Wow.
And I don't know why I'm saying that, but I am getting a very strong picture of a spring situation. Okay, it may be that it's going to be coming in parts. Does that make sense to you?
You
that it would come in piecemeal, not in one fell swoop?
Oh, that's fine.
Would it work like that? Because that's what I'm getting. It's going to be one step at a time, one thing at a time that's going to start coming through. Does this make sense? Or is it something
acceptable.
That has to be coming all of one piece?
I'm fine with that.
You're fine with it. Okay, so
yep.
It works for you. All right.
I mean,
I'm just making sure, because I'm getting a sense of, as I said, it's not going to be one gigantic, this is it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, this is going to come in, and then that's going to come in, and then it's just going to all fold in together. It's like almost like putting a piece of a puzzle together. I can't even talk yet. It's like putting pieces of a puzzle together. So each part is going to come in at its own time, and it's going to. And then we're going to sit back and say, "Boy, my goodness, I couldn't have figured that out if I'd sat and planned it."
Yeah.
Because of the way it's going to happen, it's going to be that convoluted that it would have taken a master planner to get you in that particular place at that particular time. For the sequence of events to happen.
Well, I know something that's kind
of... I'm sorry?
I know that something that I've been wondering about is, I had gotten a message a good while ago about possibly relocating maybe to the Arizona area.
Uh-huh.
And it's been one of those things that, you know, time has gone by and by and by. And
that may be one of the things that needs to be in place. You're married?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it needs to be in place for your spouse as well as you. Does that make sense?
It needs to be in place for my
spouse? For both
of
you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes, because that was one thing that...
Pardon?
That's one thing that I didn't really understand, because where he is in his position and his job,
uh-huh.
He really likes what he does.
Uh-huh.
So you know how it is. You start thinking about, well, how would that come together, you know, for
somewhere
him
else,
to want
right.
to leave his job to go... You know, out west.
Right, got it. Yeah, I'm thinking that's one of the things that has to be in place. I mean, it has to work all across the board for you all to be happy.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Well, it's between him and me and plus
for
now,
him and for you.
Well, also, we've got our daughter graduates high school and goes to college in the fall, and so that's, you know, the third element that, you know.
That very well could have been
the
one of the key elements,
of
right,
it,
that she needed to be in place for a time being for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what I'm saying that all the pieces have to be together.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that is making sense. Now that you're telling me a little more, that it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because, and I think that was important for her to finish where she is now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. She might not have taken too well to a new environment at this time.
Yeah, no. I mean, we knew that, you know, we wanted to be here for the whole time for her to finish school.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was a given, but I can see exactly what you're saying as far as it would have to take a master planner to bring
it
all together.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, you're in the right place at the right time. You meet the right person, and you've never been in that place before. And if you two hadn't come together at that day, at that time,
mm-hmm.
you know, the two of you wouldn't met, the situation, you know, there's so much in getting things timed to such a degree that you meet people. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing what happens.
Yeah.
I'm when I look back at something, you know, and see how easy it was and how I tied myself up in knots,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, you know, Phyllis, you know, give it a rest already, you know? Go out and have fun and play. Obviously, Spirit's going to take care of things for you.
Yeah.
But being the human I am and having control issues, you know, yada, yada, yada.
I'm right there, too, because I feel like when I do that myself, I always end up, you know, getting into something that, you know, you end up regretting down the road, making a bad choice, you know, taking a job that you didn't necessarily want, but it was a job. And, you know, it always seems like, you know, when you try to, you know, push the river, as they say, you always end up, you know, regretting it later. So.
Oh yeah, I know. It's believe me, I am fully cognizant of it. Where I'm doing some work now, if somebody had told me 2 months ago even that I would work at such a place, I would have said you are out of your freaking mind. You know, and yet I'm very well suited for it, and I'm, you know, apparently going gangbusters. But who would know? And yet at the same time, I'm still setting up my own hypnotherapy clinic. So. You know, I'm working. It's all coming together in very, very strange ways.
Yeah.
But learning to trust yourself is important. Learning to trust the universe is going to provide you the means and the way and the method, and it's not going to let you go, you know, put a blindfold on you and have you trip down the lane blindfolded. Though it might seem like that at times, it's not going to do that. It will provide you the information, and it will unfold. And I'm thinking that your husband will be happy with the move because he can still do the work that he loves doing in association or with an allied company, a
mm-hmm.
similar company. Okay?
Well,
so he's still going to be able to be very happy with what he has, which is going to make you happy, and you all are going to enjoy it.
Oh, good.
Have you traveled to Arizona before?
We were moving back from Washington State, heading back east here to Virginia, and we had, you know, drove, and we decided to just make it more of a vacation coming back and stopping here and stopping there. And we went through Flagstaff and saw the Grand Canyon, but, you know, I don't really know that much about it.
It's got some beautiful places.
Yeah.
You know, I like the high desert, and I like up near Sedona as well, which is not as far up as Flagstaff. But there's some great areas. But they do get a bit of snow. I hope you like snow. But Flagstaff can get quite a bit of snow up in that area, in that region, because that's towards the mountains.
Yeah. I don't know that, you know, that's another one of the things that I don't really have any specific place. But
okay.
I was thinking, you know, probably closer to Phoenix or somewhere around in there. But
Phoenix
now,
is glorious, you know.
Is
that? I have friends, my daughter, I have a daughter who lives in Tucson, and I have friends who live near Phoenix. And I think that the whole area, Nogales and down in Patagonia and other places in that region, and it's Bixby, I just love. You know, all of that area is just glorious. Each part of it has something special to offer.
Yeah.
But, you know, you really have to know. But the living is not as expensive there, which is nice.
Nice, yeah.
So if you can get a really good salary and go there, you're ahead of the game.
Wow.
Okay, any other questions, dear heart?
No, I just, you know, I didn't know if it was, you know, sometimes it's nice just to let spirit talk to you without, you know, coming with an agenda.
I know.
And it's hard not to have a question because then you can pinpoint, you know, a specific area. But, you know, sometimes I just, you know how it is. You get wanting to control everything, and sometimes it's just better to say, okay, let me just hear what they want to tell me.
Yeah, sometimes, as I said, it's not like I don't have control issues. I do.
I'm here with you.
Yeah. I sometimes, all right, guys, let's sit down and negotiate this, shall we?
Yeah.
You say, what?
Yep, I know.
Well, you know, your daughter's going to do well, my dear.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
She's
that.
She's going to do well. I don't think you need to worry about your young lady there. Okay?
Right.
I think she's got her head on straight. I think she's going to do very well in life. I think she's going to enjoy getting out on her own and find life challenging. Okay? But she's going to play and have fun with that. She's not afraid, is she?
No, not at all.
She's a very, very much a young lady who is very stable and very much her own mistress in some ways.
Yeah.
In fact, when she was younger, you wish she was a little bit less.
At times, definitely, yes.
Yeah. However, what can be a little disconcerting when they're young can be a very great blessing when they're older, because then you know when she goes out, you know she has what it takes to protect herself and take care of and take the world on her own terms.
Yeah.
And that's something a lot of parents worry about, whether or not their children can really make it on their own terms, or you know, the nest is
definitely
that's not what you have with this young lady. This young lady is, she knows where she's going pretty much. She may have a little question now, maybe a decision to make, which path she wants to follow as far as her career is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Well, right now we're just trying to
figure out
what college.
She doesn't know what college?
She's got about five of them in mind, and we're trying to narrow it down.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's going to make a decision that's going to be okay, and it's going to be one that you all can live with, and it's going to be, she's really going to enjoy meeting life, okay? She really is, and I believe she's not only going to graduate, I think she's going to go on to a master's. Would that make sense?
It could be. I mean, she's been an excellent student the whole time.
She's been saying that the whole time?
I said it could be. She has been an excellent student. She's been honor rolls throughout school.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, my feeling is she's, as I said, my feeling is I saw her continuing on after the 4 years to get a master's. And this would be very, very good for her to do, because it would give her a leg up in what she wants to do. And it would make things much better for her, okay?
Yeah.
And I think she is going to do well in college. She's going to be one of those few kids who really takes to it, you know? Some children have a hard time adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
She's not.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, that's reassuring, especially in today's world. You want them to have the best opportunities and the best chance of succeeding.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, I think you've got some interesting times ahead, and I think when she's on her own and in college, I think that's when things are going to really change for you. And I think you're going to see changes before then, because I really think this is one of those years of great movement. And I know you wanted a job, but I think that had you taken a job, it would have derailed you as to where you're going next, because you wouldn't want to change that. Okay?
Okay.
You kind of tend to want to stay where you are when you do get something you like.
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah, so you wouldn't want to change and move on. And that's possibly one of the reasons. I still see you getting what you want, though. I still see that. And I do believe that it will be coming this year. And I also think there's going to be an unexpected side to what you're going to be getting.
Oh.
There's going to be a portion to it or that is not now anticipated. It's going to have a, trying to get the right word in mind. It's going to be a, I think it's going to be a very pleasant surprise.
Oh, nice.
Because there's going to be a part of it that just quite frankly hadn't been considered by you. And when it does come, you're going to be saying, oh, that makes sense. Oh, this is so much better than I thought. You know? And you're going to be real busy, ma'am.
Oh,
when
wow.
You're going to have to be prepared to hit the ground running at some point. Okay?
Wow.
Because you're going to be expected to move and to do this and do that and the other thing, and you're not going to get a whole lot of time to get it set up and in order. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's when it comes, it's going to move fairly rapidly. So don't be surprised. Enjoy your leisure while you can.
So don't go for the high heels. Maybe just stick with some good running shoes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, and just if I were you, I'd start looking at my house and just started cleaning out. Like, what do I need to keep and what do I need to get let go and get rid of? Okay.
Okay.
Because you'll appreciate the pre-planning when the time comes here.
Wow.
Okay. It's so much more better if you've had your mind wrapped around that direction. It's so much more easy to. It's so much more easy when you don't have to do everything at the last minute and make hard decisions.
Yeah.
So cleaning out and clearing out is, and you probably need to declutter anyway, don't you?
Always, you know, there's always stuff that you can get rid of.
Well, now you have a good excuse.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I do, you know, in increments. I'm just, you know how it is. It's like, well, maybe I'll just hold on to it a little while longer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what we call
it.
That's what we call pack rat mentality, you know. And
believe
me, my dad had it. In fact, my mother thought she coined the phrase pack rat. Because, you know, he'd say ball of twine, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Balls of twine, like we're going to run out of string tomorrow, right?
Yep.
There's going to be a worldwide shortage, and we better have ours up and locked up tight so we don't run out of twine.
Well,
so
I think I've had
to throw it away because the mice enjoyed it more than we did.
Yeah. Well, then you always feel that the minute you get rid of it, you're going to need it, you know, the very next
right.
year.
Right.
It's like, it's okay, just let it go.
Uh-huh.
If you need it that bad, you can go get it again. You know?
Well, that's cool. All righty, darling. Well, thank you so much. There's
well,
no other
you.
Question. I'll let you go, and I'm so glad you decided to call.
Oh, thank you so
it's
much.
It's always so wonderful to hear from you. I'm so glad you're so close to me in Virginia here.
Yeah, well, Maryland, but that's close.
Maryland?
Yep.
I thought you were Maryland, but then you said Virginia.
Did I say Virginia?
Yes, you
no,
did.
No, we moved to Virginia when we were traveling across country.
Oh, okay.
And then that's where my husband retired from the Navy, and then we moved from there to Maryland.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought you were really originally in Maryland, but yeah, you're close enough.
Yep.
You're close enough.
Well, good talking to you, and
it's
I hope
good
everything
talking to you too,
well.
Darling. I look forward to talking to you again. You let me know what goes on here.
Okay,
I always love feedback on what happens, believe me. There's nothing I like better than to find out that what I'm doing is providing the right information. Okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I hope you have, you know.
Okay, and I'll look forward to your email.
Everything. All right, take care.
You too, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, how nice to talk to someone and over a period of time. And we get to know people, and, you know, it's so nice to have someone call back and talk to you and just share a part of their life. That, to me, is so important. It's such a rare gift. And it's fun, too. I really have fun talking and following up and getting to know people. It's sort of personal when you do know people like this. Anyway, I was talking to, I think I was starting to tell people about, I gave a reading for a bridal shower this past weekend, and these young ladies were really, really sweet, but they had no clue. They'd never had one before. And so I kind of told them a little bit about me and that everybody has this ability. And then I asked them, as I said, to guess what I had done in my lifetime. And they were very good, and it kind of scared them a little bit because they said, well, they didn't know they could do it, and, you know, it felt like guessing, and it felt like they were making it up. And you know something? All of those feelings are accurate, because when you get into the psychic field, it's not like the real-world, logical, lineal, you know, facts-only type of situation. It is going into the mind, and where is your seat of your creativity and imagination? But in the mind itself and in the right side of the brain. So when you deal with psychic abilities, part of what you can do just to see how good you are for yourself and your own amusement, if you're, you know, riding on a subway or stuck in traffic, don't do this too much in traffic, but only if you're sitting on the side of the road or something, or in a restaurant, you know, just sort of look at people who are around and play the, I wonder what that person does. You know, if I were to guess, I'd say that person looks like, you know, he was a day laborer. I guess that person looks like an accountant, or she looks like a secretary. Play the game, and then if you're close enough, you might hear some snippets of conversation that might give you a lead. You would be amazed how often one is accurate when you don't force yourself and you don't allow yourself to have critical judgment on what you're playing. That's why I suggested, you know, make it like a game. What if? And so forth. And do have fun with it. We forget that psychic abilities are a gift from heaven. But you know what? They're a gift to play with and to use with respect in our lives. And if you needed permission, and I don't think you really do, you certainly have my permission to do this and to get out there and play. It's a wonderful stretch of imagination. So much of the violence that we see now on television, so many of the kids see so much that is negative, so much is no longer left to the imagination, which is kind of interesting. They're so much into the real games and so forth. But if you work with little children, you'll find they still like pots and pans and banging on them a lot better than they do more sophisticated games. So using your imagination allows you to stretch your awareness. And again, talking about that, expanded awareness is what being psychic is all about. You're simply expanding what is there already for you to use. And you are giving meaning to it. And like any muscle that's used consistently and in a right way, because you can use it in a wrong way, but if you use it in the right way to gain knowledge and to help yourself in life and to move ahead in life, you are going to find that you become more and more accurate as time goes on. As you become more comfortable with it, you're going to realize it's not a big woo-woo thing, but something that you can really enjoy. And, you know, it is a gift that we all have, and it's whether or not we choose to use it as to whether or not it comes forward. Some people are really scared of it, and I guess they could be, but I think a lot of being scared of it is what others have told us or another lifetime where we may have had a gift for an ability use, and then we've abused it. And as a result, the residue, the memory of the fallout from the abuse of that gift is what causes us concern and brings back unpleasant subconscious memories, I guess you would call them. But if you do use any gift, and that would be whether you were a pianist or somebody who was a gifted carpenter or a plumber or an architect, if you use any gift to harm another, that is abuse, and you're going to have to suffer consequences from it. Not that it's a punishment that's meted out to you. It's something that you mete out to yourself. That's what the catchphrase is, I don't think we all understand, is that we create our own karma, good, bad, or indifferent. And when we shortchange ourselves in a lifetime by not utilizing the gifts, then we find them less usable and less available to us in another lifetime. And when we use them in a wrong way, we may find ourselves on the business end of having a gift that's used by somebody else to harm us. And this I don't think we really need to go through. I think life's too short to have to go through severe karma if I don't have to. So I would encourage all of you to look into your own lives and just start playing this game when you're sitting on a plane or a train or a subway or wherever you are, and just see what you can come up with. And I think you will amaze yourself at how good you really are. Again, feel free to call in. I'm Phyllis Pricer, and this is The Higher Dimension. I'd like to have you call in and talk and give you a free reading or a past life reading if that's what you'd like. I particularly like to do past life readings because they're so much fun. It's like watching a movie for me, quite frankly, when I do past life readings. It's really an interesting concept because sometimes it's just like watching a movie. Sometimes it's like still photographs or you're taking color photographs of something, and it's just, and you get to read what you see in the photograph. It's like describing what you see. But again, there are other times when it's just like watching a moving picture because the scenes are moving, and sometimes you almost get the feeling of, I get the feeling of dialogue, which is interesting. And again, I do work every day. Maybe take the word work out of my life, okay? I do bring to mind every day the breathing exercises and the affirmations that I've mentioned to you all before, and that I want each day to grow and increase the abilities that I have, and I focus and breathe and do meditation. I also use breathing techniques to bring about abundance in my life. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing at all wrong with focusing your mind to bring abundance in your life. I feel that we all have the ability to have a great deal of abundance in our lives. Some people would desire more abundance than others. Some others are more modest in their, or just don't want to have the responsibility of a lot of wealth. And that's something else that you can also deal with. You don't have to ask for money to be as rich as Croesus. You can ask for anything between, but I always think that, you know, you can always have fun asking for the sun, the moon, and stars and take whatever you get. And that's not a bad thing and not a bad philosophy, I think. But I always have a tendency, and my stepfather was Italian, I always have a tendency to overdo, and whether it's buying food for a dinner or getting something, a gift for somebody, I have a little tendency to overdo. So I got to really start looking at what I do in life and not quite be so open-handed sometimes or so giving, when to be less giving is more appropriate, shall we say. At any rate, some of the other techniques, if you like, I can go over again. And that is in looking in past lives, sitting in a darkened room, and have a candle, usually on the left side, in front of a mirror. You can sit in front of a dresser or a desk or a hallway mirror, doesn't matter what. And during the day, just have shades drawn or something, but you can have that done. And you look into the mirror and just concentrate. Look into your own eyes. That's the thing. Focus on your own eyes. You'll find sometimes that your eyes will water, that you're going to lose your focus of concentration. It's when that happens, just gently bring your attention back into focus that you want to see a past lifetime. And the easiest thing to do is ask for the past life that is most influencing yourself or your life in this lifetime. And that's kind of going to be the easiest to see if you make it that specific a statement that you can ask that question and get a response. You'd be amazed at the kind of lifetimes that come through. It could be a religious, it could be a farmer, it could be a king, you just never know. But I started out asking what life, show me the life, the past life that most impacted me at that time in my life. And the first lifetime I saw stunned me because it was that of a monk. And I knew it was Tibetan. I don't know how, I just knew it was Tibetan. And it was a yellow robe that I had, and it was just fascinating because I had never considered being a monk, let alone a Tibetan monk, in my life. So I just thought it was an interesting situation, and after a while I could see how that lifetime did influence me into changing the way I thought and becoming more tolerant of people of other religions because I'd been pretty much raised that my religion was the only religion, everybody else is going to go to hell in a handbasket. So sad. You know, try and convert them if you could. But it was just a very interesting concept, and I had a lot of fun. And you can move from one life to another, and you can find out that way how you've grown and developed over a number of lifetimes. You seldom play the same role twice. Sometimes you can end up being your own ancestor, which I think is always such a neat trick, which reminds me of this guy, years ago, who, when he died, he was very wealthy. When he died, he willed his money to himself for a future lifetime. And unfortunately, if he came back, he's not going to get it because the judge ruled it was an invalid thing, that there was no such thing as reincarnation. So I don't know where his money went, but it certainly wasn't put aside for him for a future life, I can tell you that. I voice that with. It was pretty clever of him, but I think he outsmarted himself on that one. And at any rate, there are a number of lifetimes that I could have done things a little wiser, a little better, been a little bit more smart, as my mom would say. But, you know, basically, we are not given anything that we cannot handle in seeing into our higher selves, into our higher lifetimes. If you're worried about finding that you were a horse thief or a murderer or a terrorist or the equivalent thereof, even if you were royalty in another lifetime, if it is not good for the growth of your soul at this point, that particular lifetime will be kept from you until you can mature to it, I would say, or you could grow into that knowledge. Because sometimes people have a tendency to take former lifetimes and go back and dwell on them rather than using the concept that, well, this is what I was then and this is how I developed then. And now it would be good for me to do it or to use it as a yardstick and say, this is how I grew. Here's where I fell down. How about I change it and do this time? It's always important not to dwell in the past, but to take the lessons, just as we do in this lifetime, to learn as much as we can and to use that knowledge and move on. Staying buried in another lifetime is a very dangerous pastime, and it's not one that bears much fruit. So I always like to find out things for myself, so that's why I look into former lifetimes. And occasionally, when you meet someone, you'll have a very distinct feeling when you meet them for the first time of knowing that person very, very well. And again, that's the soul acknowledging that you have been together in another lifetime. You've known that person before. And the psychologist this time around, somebody quoted something, and I kind of disagree because my memory goes back to it's the first 30 seconds when you meet someone or you go into a room or a situation for the very first time that will tell you what all you need to know. And that, I think, is the first 30 seconds, not the first 15 seconds, as someone recently told me. But you will know when you've known someone before. You will feel comfortable with them. You'll feel as though you've known them, or you could have the opposite effect. You could feel like you just want to haul up and give them one good hard belt across the head, because this may be somebody who did you wrong in another lifetime. So it's, again, you can sit as soon as you have a reflection. If you have a strong emotional impact or response to someone, you can be sure that there is a past life there somewhere. Whatever the strong response is, you can pretty much bank on the fact that it was definitely a former lifetime, and that there are issues to be addressed in this lifetime. And it doesn't have to be bad. I mean, there are people you fall in love with, or you know instinctively, or feel like they're sisters or brothers, and it's a pretty cool feeling, I think. I've met a few people like that and had a lot of fun. And especially if they are on the same wavelength as you are, well, you know, where do you think we knew each other from? And just go and play and have fun from there and get impressions. And you can kind of piece out together where you've known each other. And that's a pretty cool thing to do, quite frankly. And you can renew an old acquaintance and move forward from there. Again, feel free to call in either for a reading or for a past lifetime or future reading. And I'm Phyllis Pricer with the Higher Dimension this week. I am hoping to have Patty Conklin in the future. She's traveling in Turkey now, I think, so I don't think she can do a show with me very soon. But when she comes back, I'm hoping she will stop long enough to play and have fun and do a show. I'm hoping to have James Wandless. He said when he was coming back to the Washington area, I told him he would certainly have to come and be on the show again. And he's a great tarot reader, and I love his cards. They're called the Voyager cards. If you can get some for yourself, they are so easy to interpret. And what I do like about them is there's nothing that's a negative about them. Everything can be taken and turned to the positive, which is important because, you see, in reality, this is what we can actually do with our lifetime. So many times when somebody says, oh, this is where it's going to be, or that this is going to happen, please don't make it happen because you've set your mind to do it. I think I mentioned this before, too. If you get a premonition that something good's not going to happen, you can ask for it to be changed or to be neutralized or to be lessened. Now, it doesn't always mean that you get out from under. You scrape by without having to have something occur. That's not it. The thing is, you can always ask, and this is what we would call God's grace, that whatever it is that's going to happen be neutralized, deflected, put off, whatever, okay? Understand you and you alone control your life. And if things seem to happen that you don't particularly care about, very often it's because we have agreed to go through those particular situations in order to grow or to learn another lesson. And my feeling is that, again, if you feel you've learned your lesson, there is that probability that you don't have to go through the accident or you don't have to go through the illness or what have you. It's a little bit different now if you see something happening to someone else. You can tell them, you know, I had the strangest dream. Use, again, your own sensitivity in this matter. If you say someone, I saw you in a dream where you had a car accident, you might suggest that, hey, if you were going to leave on a certain day at a certain hour, you know, either speed up or hold back the trip if you can. Going to an airport, you know, leave a little earlier, what have you. But each person is responsible for his or her own destiny, to a much greater degree than we would ever have thought. And we are not helpless beings. We are not puppets. And people are not using strings to make us dance to their tune or to be forced into something. It's not fated to happen. Only if we allow it to be so. As someone said, you can take lemons and you can either make a pie out of it or make lemon juice, lemonade out of it, or have lemon juice, whatever. But when you have an ingredient of life, and those things that happen in our lives are ingredients in life, turn them around and play with them and have fun. Again, even if something isn't unpleasant going to occur, you can look at it and say, well, okay, this is not what I want to have happen, but what can I do so it doesn't have such a negative impact on me, or how can I take a negative and turn it to a positive and play with it for a while? And this can be an illness. It can be a bill. It can be a court case. It can be anything. As long as we don't sit and feel that we can't do anything about what's happening to us, as long as we feel that we are fated to go through this, that, you know, everything's against you, it's going to seem that way and it's going to appear that way. Your perception is what changes your reality. How you come at it is how it works for you. And I am not too proud to use hypnotherapy. When I went to work a couple of days, I was having some hard time with a particular person and the personality of this person. So what I decided was I was going to hypnotize myself on the way to work, which I did, so that when I did go to work, I'd be mellow and the person wouldn't irk me. And that's what happened. I got mellowed out and was able to control myself and the situation much better than I had before. And it made life so much more easy, and the person just thought I had a change of heart, which in a sense I did, because I knew that I was the one who could make a difference in what was going on between us. And I chose to do so. I chose to change the destiny that was occurring between us. And this doesn't mean everything is, you know, all smiles and roses, but it certainly has made life an awful lot easier for both of us and for the people around us. So again, I'm saying you do have control, and I want you to learn to utilize that control for your own happiness. And this is a psychic gift as well, because psychic gifts are many. And the more you have, the more you use, the more you use, the more it's given to you to use. So it's a never-ending story. It's a never-ending possibility in one's life on this earth plane to use the gifts you have to extend your life, to improve the quality of your life, and that of those around you. Again, please feel free to call in. We don't have too much more time left this evening, and would like to be able to give somebody else a reading if at all possible. But if not, you know, I've had fun chatting and going on and on and on. So it's just up to y'all to see if we have more fun talking about you. And again, I'm hoping that we will be able to do this more often in the future. And I'm trying to think of any other quickies that I can give you before our time runs out that you can utilize in looking into past lifetimes. At the moment, I'm really not coming up with anything really strong because I think I've given you so much good information before that it's, well, how about I go over the rubbing a surface that is smooth to find out whether something is true or not. That's always a good one. I tend to do this. You can use even your own fingernail if you like. Rub your forefinger over your thumbnail, your first finger over your thumbnail, and it's it should be very smooth. And if an answer is smooth, or you could ask, if an answer is yes, usually it's smooth, but you want to check with your own body to see how your body responds to this. If you ask this question whether, and you can start off with something as easy and simple as, you know, today, is today Thursday, or is it Friday, or is it whatever, and if you go back and forth and it remains smooth, that's a yes. If it gets sticky or bumpy, you know, that means no. Always check out yourself just in case something should happen overnight to see whether or not there's a yes or no. It's very easy to do, and you can check this out for yourself and follow through on whether or not you should buy a particular magazine or buy a particular fruit. You can check food out like this, whether or not candy's good for you or a particular meal is good for you, whether or not you should buy something or wait for a better date. All of these things can be done using that little trigger of just rubbing your finger, the pad of your finger, against the nail of your other finger. And I suppose you could do it with the thumb of pad of your thumb over your forefinger or any of the other fingers if you so desire. It doesn't matter, really. It's just the concept that you can do this, or you slide it across a surface like glass or a wooden coffee table or whatever place you have in mind. I wouldn't use paper because paper is kind of going to move on you. But anything else you can use. You can use it on a driving wheel. If you're going somewhere and you're not sure where you're going, you could try rubbing your finger on the steering wheel, say, should I go in this direction or in this direction? Again, things of this nature are only limited by your imagination, and I'd love to see you use your imaginations more. I know I have had so much fun doing that, and it's taking me on this journey where I do have a radio show where things are happening in my life and moving in forward with the therapy clinic. I'm not sure if that was my five-minute call, that we're coming to the end of the show or not, but I guess it is. So I will wrap up with saying thank you so much for listening to The Higher Dimension. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your host for Higher Dimension. Please stay tuned next week. We will have just Jackie Aldana, 15-minute miracle. You have a glorious and blessed week. I look forward to talking to you again. You can reach me at area code 202-387-2080, or you can look me up on my website, multiplepathwaysinc.com. Good night, and God bless. Bye-bye.